Illinois has to do something to cut its pension costs, says Republican Representative Dan Brady of Bloomington. But he says he won't vote for anything that makes teachers, university employees, and state workers take a hit, but leaves judges' benefits untouched.
A teacher is just as important as a judge, and that should be across the board.
But House Speaker Mike Madigan, who's sponsor of one of the key pension plans, says excluding judges was a practical decision. The state constitution guarantees public pension benefits shall not be impaired, so it's widely expected that any change to pension plans will end up in court.
The absence of the judicial pension system in the bill will, let's say, relieve them of the burden of dealing with a conflict of interest.
Critics argue a conflict of interest already exists. Madigan's not only Speaker of the House, he's also head of the Democratic Party of Illinois. In 2010, the party was the top contributor in Supreme Court Chief Justice Thomas Kilbride's heated campaign to keep his seat. Here's Jim Nolan, a former legislator and a retired University of Illinois political professor.
Clearly, the Speaker would not be involved in such races unless he felt there were consequences from the court.
Increasing skepticism about the courts, largely brought on by the increased politics surrounding the court, lead people to doubt the skill of judges in performing their duties.
Despite that perception, Dennis Rundleman, who's with the Illinois Judicial Ethics Committee, says he believes
individual judges all strive very hard to maintain impartiality. And don't let their individual interests interfere with their judicial duty.
Supreme Court justices in Illinois only run for election once. After that, they stay on the bench unless voters take a once-in-a-decade chance to kick them off. Rundleman says that means judges don't carry the same sense of indebtedness to their donors as do legislators, who are constantly running for re-election. And he says it's not as if there's any way to get around the deeper intrinsic conflict of interest issue that judges themselves receive state pensions.
There is a doctrine in judicial ethics called the rule of necessity.
The rule, Rundleman says, is invoked when there's no other court that could resolve the issue.
You can't take a question of the Illinois law and send it to Indiana to be resolved just because the Illinois justices may have an interest in that law.
It came into play during a case decided by the Illinois Supreme Court in 2004. In that case, Illinois judges were the plaintiffs, suing the state for trying to strip them of their automatic cost of living pay increases. Justices on the state Supreme Court ruled, well, in their own favor. They got to keep their pay hikes. They cited another clause in the state constitution, a clause that could come into play if there were an attempt to reduce judicial pensions. The constitution specifically says a judge's compensation cannot be diminished during his or her term. Retirement benefits, after all, could be considered compensation. Critics are quick to point out that Illinois judges are among the highest paid in the nation, and their pension benefits are particularly generous. The association representing Illinois' current and retired judges declined comment, but Judge Ed Petka was willing to offer his perspective. Petka was on the Will County Circuit Court for a few years before he got cancer and suffered heart problems, forcing him to step down. So now he's drawing a pension.
I haven't calculated to the penny, but I believe that it's somewhere around $190,000.
That's retired Will County Circuit Court Judge Ed Petka, who's also a former state legislator.
Thank God I don't no longer have to worry about those type of things. No matter what they do, it is going to be a very, very, very difficult sell.
Sal, Senate President John Cullerton and House Speaker Mike Madigan, who, by the way, are both attorneys, are trying to make easier for the court to buy by leaving judges out of it. But there's still one more legal argument to consider. Again, Judge Petka.
I would think that having four out of the five pension systems of the state included and one being excluded may lead to a problem that has not been discussed that I'm aware of, and that's the equal protection of the laws.
Which means that a retired state worker, teacher, or a retired judge is to be treated the same way. I'm Amanda Vinicky.